report on Sabah al-Muslim with Maulana Ibrahim Musa.
Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana.
Israel shaken by killing of soldiers by Egyptian officer?
Yes, this is happening on Saturday morning, very early on Saturday morning. Maulana, three Israeli soldiers killed and another officer was wounded, this by an Egyptian policeman or an Egyptian soldier near a border crossing between the Israeli side and the Egyptian side, a border crossing called the Al-Ajwa border crossing. Shocking the Israelis because, first of all, these soldiers, the Israeli soldiers didn't know, the army didn't know of the killing until they lost contact with them, and then they found two dead bodies of Israeli soldiers, and apparently in trying to make sense of what had occurred there, they had embarked on a manhunt, and when they embarked on this manhunt, another shootout occurred when another Israeli soldier was killed, and then this particular Egyptian gunman or Egyptian soldier was killed. The narrative from the Egyptian side immediately after this incident was that this had occurred when Egyptian soldiers had crossed this border area and they were allegedly looking for drug smugglers, and in the process of looking for drug smugglers, without any explanation, they said that this particular shootout had occurred. Immediately after this incident, we have the Israeli police announcing that they had closed all roads leading to the border with Egypt, and in the comment from the Israeli Prime Minister's office, saying that this was an exceptional incident and a very dangerous incident. So the tendency from the Israeli side after this incident is to acknowledge it to be extremely serious, but also trying to downplay it or trying to avoid a huge public altercation with the Egyptians because of the strategic importance of the Egyptian regime to Israel. The Egyptians or the Israelis, according to media reports, are seeking an urgent security meeting with the Egyptians and are seeking to form a bilateral committee to discuss the circumstances of this particular event. Now, I think why this is extremely an extremely significant event is for many years, the United States itself, as well as the Israelis, have invested large sums of money into this border area between Egypt and the occupied Israeli side. It was once a very porous border and many incursions into the Israeli side from the Sinai, so they've put up a 241-kilometer border that's heavily militarized, and despite that, we now find an Egyptian soldier breaching this with heavy weapons and attacking Israeli soldiers on the occupied Israeli side of this particular border. And also the fact that this comes from within the Egyptian military, and furthermore we find the Egyptians, the Egyptian side is not necessarily criticizing their soldier. There are many elements within Israeli Egyptian society who are actually celebrating this particular soldier as a martyr. And the Egyptian regime itself hasn't held back from you know, celebrating the actions or criticizing this particular soldier. And as a former Israeli general has said here, he's, you know, just reminding us of something that is an ever-present reality, despite Egypt being a country that has signed a treaty with the Israelis already in the 1970s, a former Israeli general, Amos Yeldin, saying that the Egyptians have not, the Egyptian people have not accepted peace with us, and this requires us to assume that from time to time hostile operations will take place from this particular ally. And beneath you know, all these kind of discussions on the surface, this has once again raised the specter of fragility from Israel, from an area that has been quite silent for a long time.
Now, thousands of Indian workers are to serve in the Israeli state.
Yes, this is coming from news reports in the past week. 10,000 workers from India to staff jobs in construction and nursing industries in the Israeli state. Actually, not such a new development, because we had the Israeli foreign minister visiting India not too long ago, actually earlier in May, when he signed a counterpart, signed an agreement with an Indian counterpart, and not only 10,000 jobs according to that particular agreement, actually 42,000 Indian foreign workers are going to come in, come to serve in the construction industry as well as the healthcare industry in the state of Israel. Not surprising, because Israel and India have for years now been forging closer ties, and a report that we might have missed in January is that India's Adani Group has actually secured 70% stake in the Haifa port. So for the Israelis to be kind of subletting an important port of entry into the state of Israel to a foreign country obviously shows the level of trust that it has in Indian entities or in the Indian government. I think interesting out of this story is we've seen with regard to the African immigrants, what kind of a racist society Israel is, what kind of a xenophobic society, what will its approach be to Indian workers? That's one question. Another question that hasn't really been addressed in media reports is how will these workers be chosen? I'd find it very difficult for the to believe that, you know, any kind of Muslim workers would be allowed to come to fill these roles in Israel. So what will be the vetting process? Also, this comes at the expense of the Palestinians for sure, because a number of Palestinians from the West Bank and Gaza Strip, despite the animosity with Israel, are dependent on jobs in the Israeli state, low-paid jobs. Obviously, they're going to be losing out on this as the Indians fill it. And also to look out for is very soon, the Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is scheduled for a visit to India on the back of these kind of developments.
Okay, so the Zionist lobby is now furious over a graduation speech in the US. What's the story there?
Again, fragility, Morana. The City University of New York, the law school of that university, recently held the graduation ceremony. And a Yemeni student, or a student of Yemeni origin, Fatima Muhammad, was selected by fellow students to deliver a commencement speech. And in her speech, she spoke emotionally about many things, about her grandparents who were watching the ceremony from Yemen, how difficult it was to get educational instruction during the COVID-19 pandemic through virtual classes. And she also spoke about the use of law, or the abuse of law, to uphold supremacy and white supremacy and censorship. And then she went on to speak about the rights of students to speak out against Israeli settler colonialism. In an excerpt from a speech, she says, as Israel continues to indiscriminately rain bullets and bombs on worshippers, murdering the old, the young, attacking even funerals and graveyards, as it encourages lynch mobs to target Palestinian homes and businesses, as it imprisons children, as it continues to its project of settler colonialism, expelling Palestinians from their homes, carrying out the ongoing Nakba, our silence is no longer acceptable. And the applause from the audience obviously told a story of support for the kind of sentiments that she had expressed. But immediately after this, Israeli lobby groups immediately attacking her, attacking the university. APEC joined in, Texas senators joined in, New York mayors joined in. And this pressure immediately forced the university to not defend her, but instead join the smear campaign against her. And the university went to the extent of saying this was hate speech, and saying that political affiliations is something, so to be a Zionist is something that should be protected along with the right to be part of a race and a religion. Again, as I said earlier, this is intense insensitivity from the Israeli lobby, showing their fragility, but also showing the new strategy of going very far in terms of changing definitions on what is acceptable to say, and steamrolling kind of legislation on a wide scale around the world to be able to enforce these newly imposed definitions.
All right, Mohan, as always, shukran for your time. Really appreciate the update.
بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.